I like when you threw your keys on the ground.
Oh, God fucking damn it.
Paid regular Bruce is different.
No, dude. Day three, no nicotine Bruce is way different, dude.
Just suck on that right now.
Yeah, this is nicotine-free banana mint vegan.
Is it good? No. It's just water vapor.
Banana mint?
Yeah. It tastes, yeah.
Vegan was what made me laugh.
God damn it, dude. I'm this fucking stinks.
You know what's going to be great, though, and it's going to turn your whole mood around? This episode of The Doorcast. I'm Zach Chapelloni, your host. Welcome to The Doorcast, where we talk about life as a door guy at the world-famous comedy store. Joining me today, we have Torio Van Grohl, fellow door guy.
I am a door guy.
Good job, Torio. Thanks, we got Anthony Amarello.
Also a door guy.
Door guy security for a little bit. You beat some ass back in the day. We can talk about that.
Still do.
Bruce Gray in the building. Former door guy, now paid regular. Now angry paid regular.
Hey, everyone. It's good to be here. I'm fine. I just left something in the Uber. That fucking sucks.
A tripod. Let's not say, you know, old door guy days, you probably did a ton of blow all the
time.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Might have left that in an Uber.
Oh, dude, if I left my blow in an Uber, I'm never getting that back. Never left blow in an Uber, but I have gotten blown in an Uber. Oh, that's what's up, dude.
Dude, that's another door guy, door cast slam.
Yeah, exactly.
Dick, dude. Did you give him a good tip?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't say that. Nothing's going to change that tip number for Brucey G. I do want to send a shout out to a few people here. We got some donations last week. Word spreading. I want to thank Franklin Yee for the donation in the tip bucket. CJ Nichols. Appreciate you, CJ, for the donation. I saw you. He came by a couple nights. Big fan of the Doorcast. Knew a bunch of us by name. I think you were working rope that night.
Yeah,
that was wild. He was like Anthony Amarillo, Zach Chapelloni. Hugo walks out. He's like, is anyone left? He's like, it's Hugo Gallus. Yeah. Dude, what is this?
Everybody else in line was like, is this kid autistic? How does he know everyone's name?
They thought it was a prank for sure. Yeah. We also want to thank Kayleen Garcia for her donation, as well as Linda Peterson for her donation. So thank you. Keep throwing them dollar bills in the tip bucket and make sure you let them know you want a shout out on the Doorcast. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Dude, this is an exciting bunch.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked. I want to choke my Uber driver unconscious, dude.
Wait, what?
Because here's what happened, dude. I got out. I was carrying a lot of things. I thought I grabbed everything. And then once I realized I didn't, it was when I was standing in the parking lot talking to you 1 minute after I got dropped off, and I called him four times in a row, 2 minutes after he dropped me off, and he didn't answer. And it's like, motherfucker, I know you're on your phone, you know?
He's talking. Was he talking the whole drive?
Not on his phone. No, but his phone's right fucking there.
Yeah. How do you? Yeah, but you don't answer a Bakersfield area code.
No, it says Uber on there.
It does say Uber, but like, what if he was already like, you got dropped off on Sunset. He probably picked somebody up a couple blocks from
dude.
No.
Listen, it was as too an quick. Armenian, I got to take the Uber driver.
Fuck that. You should, dude. This is a door guy family thing, dude. You should have.
You know what really fucked you up? Is Merv being in the driveway.
Oh, catching me in conversation. Yeah, yeah, dude.
He would have been like, he shit. Yeah.
No.
But
no.
Ran back. But instead he's like, is that tripod? And you're like, no, it's not. He's like, Alan's had a tripod. It was...
So now this fucking I knew he was there. The thing is now is I'm gonna have to pay $20 to Uber just to get my shitty tripod back.
Why do you I'll get you a tripod. I got a tripod you can have.
Tonight?
It's at my apartment.
If you want to walk,
you
want to
text the group
one.
Chat right now and be like, somebody bring me a tripod.
No, I'm gonna use one from down here, I think. Yeah, John?
I have one you can have, it's in my car right now.
Not a phone one, a camera one?
No, but it's a phone one, but
they work for both.
You can get a little screw thing.
No, the lens is going to be too heavy. It's going to fall straight face down.
It needs it for
dude.
Tonight.
It's a real tripod. You just buy a little piece for the change it to a camera.
All right, dude.
I'm just trying to get you to settle down.
I'm settled in.
Give you whatever you need.
I'm good, dude. I got gum. I got nicotine-free vegan banana mint.
Oh, God, you got vegan.
Bruce is like, there ain't even meat in this.
Yeah, dude, usually the vape flavor I smoke is ribs.
I'll just take a tri tip.
See, dude, I'm in the fucking game. I'm back. I'm ready.
I mean, people think, you know, they're like, man, if they wouldn't just stop talking about tripods and start talking about what comedians talk about, they don't realize we mostly talk about tripods nowadays.
That's all it is, dude.
If we didn't have cameras on this right now, Bruce would be going for another 11 minutes. It just,
yeah. If this was, oh yeah, if there was no recording going on, this would be the whole night.
Yeah.
It would just, this motherfucking Uber. I've left a few things in Ubers before, though. It really drives me fucking bananas, dude, how stupid I am. Yeah.
I leave things all the time. I'm a real very scatterbrained.
Yeah. It drives me fucking nuts.
Not me, I'm perfect.
Yeah, right, dude. You lost your hair.
I did leave it in an Uber.
You left it in an Uber?
Yeah. Sorry, bro. I left, bro. Sorry, man. I can't come. Please come back.
Bro, I already picked somebody else up, bro. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. It could be anyone's hair.
You see him coming back to drop it back off. He's takes it off. He's like, well, dude, I don't. It was just on the back seat the whole time, bro.
I didn't know that was yours.
Oh, fuck me.
What are you going to do tonight for your hosts and potluck?
Just get nasty with it.
You got a plan?
Oh, I got it all.
You always got a plan. Of course. Give us some insight, dude. What's the fit going to look like?
Oh, dude.
I've seen the fit. It's fire.
Is it extra? Because you always go up a notch.
Are
you going bolo again?
No. I'm going open chest.
Ooh.
Yeah, about three buttons down.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Let's just say
Is that because they won't button or you just like,
no, dude. It's a very fucking sexy choice.
I like that. It is a sexy shirt.
Let's just say that my pants have been creased and about down to a fucking 19th of an inch. If I held my pants up on the hanger I have them on right now and then I turned them to the side, you would barely even be able to see them.
That's
how creased they are, dude.
You going boots?
Dude, of course. Think I'm not wearing fucking real ostrich skin boots tonight?
I don't know, you're in this weird sandals right now.
Oh, I'm chilling right now. I'm wearing sandals, dude. This is how fucking cowboys get warmed up.
How about you gotta have like knee-high socks for boots?
What do you know what I do is since I don't have knee-high socks, what I do is I wear tall socks.
Pantyhose.
And then I wear a second pair of socks where it's cut off at the ankle so that it goes. I swear to God, I've done that a few. I keep forgetting to get extra long socks because these are extra long boots for some reason. They're real tall.
You just got Under Armour under there.
Yeah, I may as well.
Steph Curry type.
Yeah, I have a fucking a compression sleeve.
I don't think I could wear boots, man. I would get too much athlete's foot. That's a lot of sock.
Yeah, but usually I didn't tonight. Maybe there's some laying around. Usually I just fucking dump a bunch of baby powder down the fucking sock before I even put it on for boots. I was just in a hurry, as you could tell by me leaving my fucking camera tripod in the...
What would you do all day?
Baby powdered the ankle.
No, I had to get some work done. Got some work done. Got some, you know, made
bought
some,
a tripod.
No, made some money.
I love getting work done. We all got some work done.
I did. You know, I've been, did some videos for some people. Just easy cash out the door.
Damn.
Hand to hand transaction.
My God, we're stacking.
Went and got some coffee. Did some writing. I played one game of MLB The Show
online. I was going to say, when Bruce says he gets work done, he means as a manager on MLB The Show.
I did play.
Made some trades, locked in some contracts.
MLB The Show is my one escape in life. Yeah. And so usually in the middle of the day for about 30 minutes, I'll fire it up, throw some headphones on. I'm in my own world.
Are you pulling on that vegan banana?
Yes, I was. Okay. I had a peppermint one.
And you're just like, call the lefty.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been listening to this book about not smoking, dude. So now, of course, I have this is what I got going on. I got banana mint vegan nicotine free vape. I have strawberry milkshake nicotine free CBD, and then I got straight up pineapple vegan. Express weed. Marijuana right here. This is weed. They can't even show this on camera in some states.
No, I know. But this is the Dorkcast where we do stuff like that. We do blow. Remember all the blow that used to happen?
I did blow.
Now we're doing suck.
When you get called a faggot by 11-year-olds on MLB The Show, does it hit harder with these nicotine free vapes that you have?
Do you take it out of
your mouth and you're like, keep right.
No, dude. Anytime that people get antsy about talking some shit to me on MLB The Show, I have perfect ways to, without even feeling anything, get back at them. I don't even have to say anything. I could just play a style of baseball that I know drives them absolutely insane.
Like what?
Here's what you do.
Squeeze bunts? What are you doing?
I'm hitting squeeze bunts. I'm stealing home, person on third. If I got a guy on second, I'm stealing third, laying down a bunt, and while this guy's throwing it to first, I'm rounding third and scoring. Head first on there. If this guy hits a pop fly, even a close to the warning track. I take the dude and I make him line up like he's about to rob a home run. And at the very last minute, I run 15 feet in and catch the easy fly ball. Just little things like that I know drives children crazy.
Because it drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah. If somebody did that to me, I would kill them and me. I would murder-suicide people all the time. Now, I never talk shit to people online video games. Yeah, what I do is I say things like, believe in yourself. Like, if somebody quits a game, I'll be like, you gotta take your vitamins. You know, you gotta pick it up. You almost had it there. One of these days, you're going to be get enough lead in your pencil to come back and play me.
Wow.
Say stuff like that. It's encouragement. You know?
Yeah, very backhanded encouragement.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
So what? How's work been outside of MLB The Show? Any interesting hot goss?
I will say they had that secret headliner on Saturday.
Yes.
And everybody thought it was and I knew it was Dean, but I just kept telling people it was random celebrities. I was like, it's the dad from Family Matters. Wait.
It's the dad from Family Guy.
They had a show called Secret Headliner.
Yeah, they're doing Secret Headliners now.
They have one tonight.
To make you want it more whenever it's something big, now they're doing a secret random headliner.
Wait, they're doing one tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
somebody texted me and they're like, "Do you know who the headliner is?" And I just—it's
not even on the website. They must have canceled it.
Maybe they did. Or maybe they just added it. I don't know.
It's that secret.
I literally got a text on my way here. Who's the secret headliner tonight?
Yeah, it's not. But it's not. They're not doing it all the time now. Where it's like Chappelle.
Jokes on them. It's actually Kevin the Pretzel Guy.
Yeah, that should be. It's not secret headliner. It's surprise headliner.
Do you know that guy's on strike?
A surprise.
What?
That guy's on strike. He's like, refusing to serve the food. He won't bring it out to the tables. He'll only make it.
Really?
Yeah, he's putting his foot down.
Is that true?
You're right.
Yeah, he said it's not a part of his contract. He doesn't get paid.
He has a contract?
Apparently.
The pretzel cook?
Is he here now? Can we bring him in to explain his side of the story?
Dude, this is going to be what breaks the podcast.
I don't.
You heard it here, folks.
Is this true?
This is breaking news. Pretzel guy is holding out.
Can we get his phone number? Does anybody have his phone number? I have his Venmo. No,
That's how many pretzels you've been getting.
I treat people. I tip people. God damn it! I'm in the middle of fucking talking to this Uber driver, and let me tell you, if this guy doesn't get back to me, I'm gonna take it out on you because you're the next best thing. You're the closest thing.
Wait, so is he not showing up to work? Are we not getting pretzels?
No. Nobody showed up for pretzels last night. Just for the record. But, no, he will make them, but now they have that kid Jazz to run them out to table.
Oh, I thought his name was Chaz. Okay, Jazz.
Jazz. Okay. Yeah, like the friend in Fresh Prince.
Not the music.
No, I like thought the guy people would get the Fresh out. Prince reference right. more than the genre.
Right.
But, yeah, no. Also because Barris hasn't been here for the last week. Like, uh-huh. They've been letting the door guys close out the OR.
Yeah, that's been
and
fun.
I was very shit-faced doing the Barris spot.
Speak of the devil.
Barris? Don Barris?
Pretzel guy?
No!
Oh, my gosh! Oh, no!
The secret headliner!
Hey, Don, do you have any insight? We would love to hear your opinion. Are you familiar with the pretzel strike situation?
We got a apparently the
big union.
Yeah, please jump on the mic here, Don.
Yeah, Don, take
Don
a
apparently
seat.
The pretzel guy is under strike and is refusing to deliver pretzels to tables because that's not a part of his contract. Do you have any comment or concern?
Don, the legend Don Barris is pulling up
he's
a chair right
taking
now.
Your chair. The mic. Don, would you any comment, Don?
First of all, yeah, it was. I had a great time in Austin.
Hey, well, we're not even getting that. Oh wait, were you at that anti-woke comedy club?
Anti-woke. What's that? Oh yeah, they kind of do this. I'll tell you this: I was there for 1 week, and I'll answer your question, so I'm not being a dick. But on last Wednesday night, there was a show called Brian Holtzman and Friends. The next night, on Thursday, there was a show called Don Barris and Friends. Now, I was part of the Brian Holtzman and Friends, and when I went there, half the room was empty. So all I did was shit on Brian.
What a friend.
What was the turnout for Don Barris and friends?
100%.
Ooh, oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
This is why Kevin's on strike.
Can we get back to the pretzel strike here? There's a big, big news going on.
The biggest strike in town.
All right. Yeah, here's what I feel.
It's strike three.
I have a feeling. You know what? What seems to be kind of bad, and from the pretzel boy or whatever they call him,
that's what we call him.
No waitress was paying him a fucking dime.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the
so here we go. Okay, what? Here we go.
And I really believe in my heart that he was getting fucked. He was delivering things, not taking a dime from anybody.
Yeah.
The waitresses were, they were getting tipped. He was getting nothing from anybody.
Damn.
No, that is the what he kind of said about it. Was
that
like,
is insane. That I'm is on his side.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not getting a pretzel. I'm not crossing
Give
the
him the pretzel. Line.
Oh, yeah. See, you're not going to be a scab and get a pretzel?
Uh-uh.
Or if you eat a pretzel, you got to eat it back there. You can't take it out.
No, you can't be in the room.
You can't eat it at all?
And if you don't finish it, you have to throw it at a waitress. That's just the rule.
Yeah. I say we go back there and we seize the means of production and we throw away all the pretzels.
I say we sit arms locked.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do a sit in around the grill, Don.
Like they're a pretzel.
Don.
Don.
Don, can you go to your place and get about 5-6 pairs of handcuffs and come back so we can do a lock in around the pretzels?
Okay, I see where the joke's coming.
Don, can I just say your absence was felt because whoever went up last week, the pretzel guy would sit in the room and shout at them to show their cocks.
Yeah.
Wasn't received with the same kind of love. Gotta be honest.
Let me just tell you this, how to play if ball. I may. Let me just tell you this, if I can. See, there in this place called Austin, Texas, it was never, the 8 days I was there was never under 100 degrees.
Holy shit.
It was fucking hot. But tons of stage time. Everybody was super nice. How many people can say they had a steak dinner with Tony Hinchcliffe?
I think a shocking amount.
You and three prostitutes.
I will say this. One of the funniest things, something I did not know. Do you know Jim?
Carey.
No. From the Duck Factory.
The Duck Factory.
Yeah, yeah. Heard
oh, Jim Norton.
Jim Norton.
Oh, yeah.
You know Jim Norton.
Yeah.
No, he's married to...
To a person who lives an alternative lifestyle?
Careful.
Yeah. Careful. To a person who has made alternative body
You're
choices.
You're not in the anti-woke
yeah,
club
yeah, Don,
anymore.
Remember.
Be careful,
remember
Don.
Where you
I
are.
Am watching every move I make.
Yeah, after you experienced a week of pure freedom.
No, not really. There was a couple days that there was rumors that Dave Chappelle was going to be bumping me.
You gonna go back? Well,
yeah, the comedy industry is attacking two people right now.
I know, and I made mention. But Norton closes his act. I mean, you know, it almost makes you want to do that. Just have a line like this. He goes, "Okay, I gotta go. Gotta go suck my wife's dick."
Oh my
Fucking
god!
Really funny.
That's man. Great.
Wow.
Oh, glad to have you back, Don.
So, Don, we're glad to have you back, and we're also glad that you came in here and you shined some light on this pretzel strike situation.
Yeah,
and you
it
may
was
have
good.
You
it
may
good.
You it's may like, have brought people over to the path of righteousness.
Yeah, I didn't realize the servers weren't tipping.
With
although
this,
I should have assumed
anything.
That.
And he's running out there, and you know that isn't easy to run up and down. Go
no. All those rooms,
all those tables.
With how loud he yells during all of it. That's got to wind you a little.
Yeah.
First of all, amazing that Don's been gone for a week and knew more about this strike.
I've been here about 3-4 days this week.
Ears and eyes running
well,
around.
I think that maybe Don heard the rumblings before. Because, you know, there's always rumblings before a strike where they're like, we're tired of this.
I know
this.
Bianca and Kevin got into like a yelling match over someone not getting
strange,
their
strange, because she never
No one's ever heard that before. Yeah. But, he didn't. He brought it to like the wrong table because like he's got three rooms, over 500 tables.
Yeah.
And he's like...
And not making any money.
Right. Yeah. And then Bianca
he's not even
the audacity to be like, you piece of shit, my customer didn't get their pretzel.
Yeah.
Like that. But that happened probably this time last
But week. They did throw in a possible solution. Pizza also now.
Yeah. They doubled the workload. That's a upload, you bring nothing else to him?
It's like a ball and cup trick.
Listen,
like,
if you're not going to run the food, you are going to cook twice as much. That is.
And it's only getting worse. What I'm hearing is we're becoming Ciro's Pizza with takeout options.
No.
They're doing a ghost kitchen? I said that was going to happen, and somebody was like, that's fucking crazy. I said they're going to be selling that shit in fucking 2 days.
It's going to be on Uber Eats soon.
Oh, wow. Is that
just
true?
Just hired 900 people.
That's what ghost kitchens are.
I said that the other day, and somebody said I was fucking crazy. I said they're going to be selling this bullshit as Ciro's Pizza on Postmates, and they're not even going to have any mention of the Comedy Store.
I was really hoping you're going to be wearing your cowboy hat and your suit when you got all fired up today.
Oh, no, dude. I'm fired up in sandals right now. I could be fired up in anything.
Howdy, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I should be wearing a hat. I just got
Man, I love, well, you're talking about the handmade pizzas.
Yes.
Hey, the pizzas are not the worst thing I've ever had.
Just say,
I haven't had one.
You gave me the perfect description of it, and I went in, I had a slice, and I was like, Bruce is right. Can you repeat it?
Oh, where I said, if you were at an okay Italian restaurant, and they served this pizza to you, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah,
that's basically.
But it is. It's not bad. It's not great. It's just.
Yeah. It's better than comedy. It's better
it's
than
like
a comedy
an Italian
club
restaurant
pizza.
That focuses on their pasta.
Yeah.
But okay. we got pizza for the children.
Hey, while I was gone, sorry to interrupt this pizza thing.
Pizzagate. Pizzagate.
Any of my waitresses fuck other dudes while I was gone?
They fucked Kevin, but not sexually.
Yeah, I hear they fucked so hard. Breakable.
Yeah,
they really let him have it.
Man, I can't believe the levity that you've shined on this strike situation.
I mean, but what did you think? Why do you think he did it? What was the reasoning?
I knew that's what was going on.
We were in the dark.
I had no idea.
As he is when he's delivering pizzas in the room. Yeah.
He seems so cheery when I see him that I didn't even think a pizza strike was on the horizon.
I mean, this has got to go in the Door Guy Daily. There's got to be an opinion piece, and there has to be like a political piece about the strikes in town going on, and we got to do one of the most underrepresented strikes in town right now.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about WGASAG. I'm talking about PG. I was trying to think of a thing.
What amazes me is that there's problems amongst employees. Usually Richie nips this right in the butt.
I want to be
at the strike with the custom sign. It's just like free pizza guy.
Yeah, we should really blow this thing up. Don't come to the Comedy Store. We stand
only order drinks.
Oh yeah,
I'm right next to Fran Drescher. I'm like, pizza guy should get some of the tips.
Yeah. Let's get Tom Dreesen in here to lead another Comedy Store strike. He's gonna be like, Kevin, I won't have a slice of pizza until he's gonna jump off the Andaz.
Or
Kevin, I'm not coming back.
Commit suicide.
Yeah, I'm not coming back. I won't come back and have a slice of pizza here to you. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm 945 years old.
Richie is also the guy that drives by the writers and actors strike and yells out his window, "Get a job!
Get back to work!"
He does not care about this pizza guy strike.
This thing has the workings to be as big as the comedy strike.
Yeah.
If we get Argus and Tom Dreesen involved, this thing could be on KTLA 5.
Let me just say this. I'm now more of a Texas guy. I can't really be part of it.
Yeah. If it was about barbecue, you would really get your foot in there.
That's an Austin comic, really.
When are you going back to Austin?
Have you ever heard of the term open invitation?
Oh, wow. Congrats.
You ever heard of the term, I was going to say bi-coastal, but that's pretty landlocked down there. Yeah, Don, I can't believe you were out in 100 degree heat and you seemingly didn't get sunburned at all. Well, Sosis, on the other hand, you're looking very tan.
Yeah. Yeah, these must be.
The fact that Don has over 1,000 t-shirts to change into at a given point.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like,
yeah.
You know, the sweat can't bother him.
That's out for Austin.
That's it. Yeah, you're like the opposite of Bert Kreischer. That's what people don't know is how heavy you travel with 1,000 t-shirts.
It was kind of sad when I'm there for a week and my bag is too heavy to put on.
Because there's too many t-shirts?
Yes.
Are you tossing them after you use them each?
I'm keeping them all, man.
Wow. You made a bed out of them?
Well, actually, one of these promoters, Josh Martin, is going to be selling them after I set the world record.
He's gonna he's gonna be wearing them or selling them?
Selling them.
Oh, gotcha.
He's gonna be tying them together to build shelter for a home to live in.
So, Don, was your checked bag all t-shirts and your personal item all sauce pot pins?
Yeah, here's the thing. I didn't bring one sauce pot pin.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was actually thinking, you know what? I wonder who the... how am I going to present the very first one I give some Texas chick? By the way, let me tell you this. First night I was there, they have a club called Mitzi's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a bar.
Bar, yeah, in the club.
I've heard this is a contentious subject.
And it, yeah, maybe, but Paulie liked it. Anyway, the...
Abdul?
She went with Guam.
Yeah, Paulie Abdul.
No, but I'm telling you, we're there, and I was looking around, and I saw four unbelievably hot girls. Every girl there was nice as could be, and I thought, I haven't seen four hot girls at the Comedy Store since I've been here.
See, look at you're already brainwashed by this Texas thing.
Yeah, they got you.
Like, there isn't a million hot women in here every single night.
Seriously.
They must bump up the oxygen.
When was the last time they had Matt Rife? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they bump up the oxygen in there and they keep the lights on. They do confusing carpet patterns like a fucking casino.
There's no clocks in this club. Yeah.
Where?
We're saying that that's what they do at Rogan's Club to make everybody seem like they love it so much. They pump in oxygen and play loud
keep
music.
Keep telling you you're booked down the street.
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you one thing.
There's a third room you can't find there.
There's like five rooms within 5 minutes walk.
Wow.
And I mean, people that I saw here you used to think just sucked go out there and they get spots all the time. They've really improved.
They really...
Oh, they've gotten better?
I'm not going to name names.
You're not going to name
names? Nobody's gotten better.
He doesn't even want to stick up on who's
awesome. I've believed every single word Don has said
until the improvement
moment.
Part.
Yeah.
Oh, they did improve. And I know you're saying, oh, Don's an Austin guy. He's going to kiss their ass.
Hey, Lockwood did the same thing.
Yeah, Lockwood went there and came running back home with his dick between his legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was your check?
Too many spots.
Nice?
Yes.
Okay, so I think there's the difference in... Yeah.
They were extremely nice, and I'll tell you, it was nice to see some of the old people there. A lot of management are now there.
Did you have any threats? Was there any time where you thought you were gonna have to kick Joe's ass?
Joe, I never saw him. I did get in a fight.
It was just a blindside kick.
I got. What's the name of that club?
The Mothership?
The Mothership, yeah. I got in a fight with the Mothership Records guy.
Mothership Records? Oh, it's a guy from like Sedona, Arizona who loves the West Coast.
Yeah.
He won't shut up about how awesome things are in Arizona or something.
Bruce can suck a dick.
Yeah.
His last name's Sobro.
Yeah. Sobro is actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves slow pitch softball. He says kickballs. There's no reason for kickball. He's just complete opposite. Yeah, it'd be awesome if there was that guy and you guys had to fight each other or something.
It's like my Bizarro.
Yeah. Bizarro Sosis. Amazing. Or he's just the opposite. He's like, damn it, the pizza is awesome here. Everything is sweet here.
For the record, I think the pizza is like the third best pizza I've had in L.A.
The pizza here?
Yeah, not for $22, it's the third best pizza.
That's crazy.
Wise. Relax, New York. That's a wild statement.
What are the other two?
Domino's.
Roberta's is pretty good, and then Domino's a close second.
Wow, okay. Now it's becoming clearer.
Prince Street by me in Studio City, and Roberta's in Studio City. Two best pizza places I've had out here, and then this is the third because the others are Joe's and fucking Dobrik's.
Yeah, it's definitely maybe the best here. The immediate area.
It seems like you just spend your time on this one block, and if you tried pizza places outside in L.A.
Like, I literally don't have a life outside.
He's going to go see the world.
Do you think he's going to make it to Toluca Lake.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys like Joe's?
I love Joe's.
I will not eat there.
Why?
Because what did Joe do to you?
Were you slided? They wouldn't put your picture on the wall or something?
Take that back right now, you son of a bitch. That has nothing to do with
it. Put that piece of shit Guillermo up there, dude.
Do they really?
Hey, I'll just admit.
Let me tell you a little story. The guy, First of all, the guy who runs this Joe's stole the name Joe's.
Really?
Yeah, when he came out. Because
you don't think that could be
steal you the name that Joe's? Be
what do you mean he stole? Yeah. He saw one restaurant and was like, that's it.
That's parallel. He worked for Joe's in New York.
Joe's is public domain.
Yeah.
But he worked for a place called Joe's in New York, came out here, opened it, used to come every fucking day to Jimmy Kimmel, hang out in the green room. And he'd always come up and he'd introduce me to people and I'd always be nice to him. Oh, hey, it's a pleasure to meet you, you know. Just like, oh, hey, Joe's showing off that he knows people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he said, anytime you want to come by, give you a discount. Anytime. Anytime. As much as you
want. Oh, here, I see where this is going. Yeah. You go there and he doesn't give you the discount?
No. 10% discount.
Oh,
it's even worse. You gotta be kidding me.
I swear to God. And the, as many times as I
get.
Bullshit.
As many times as I was nice to this fucking idiot.
You sold me, Don. Fuck Joe's.
Yeah, I'm anti-Joe's.
I'm going there after this.
You know what? You should just get pizza here. This is where the...
No, we're on strike, Don. We're not getting pizza here.
So you can't have pizza?
Until Bianca tips.
You have to go to the kitchen.
Yeah, until Bianca tips, we're out, man.
Oh, it's all about Bianca, huh?
Yep. Always has been.
The store was built around her.
Yeah, the comedy store
it will crumble around her.
Yeah, there's
Bruce
gonna be
is buying new tripods.
I'm buying a new one, yeah.
God, you'll never... You gotta let it go, man.
I can't.
You're gonna get a tripod.
I know. I'm gonna get it back, but my girlfriend and her sister have to do their podcast at my apartment tomorrow, and I'm gonna get yelled at if there's no tripod.
Damn.
Don't you fucking know how life works?
Those are two sisters I wouldn't want to be yelled at by.
Yeah, welcome to my fucking life, dude.
Yeah.
They're fucking 8 feet tall combined.
Okay, but you chose that. Like, you didn't...
Yeah, it's fucking sweet. Yeah, my life is awesome. Yeah. But when they stand on each other's shoulders and scream at me, it doesn't feel good. When they put on the trench coat, it's, I know shit. I know I'm in big trouble.
Do not fight Megazord, Ryan sisters.
Yeah, dude. Whenever I see them, whenever one of them yells "assemble," I know it's game over. Dude. It's fucking over with. Don't even think about getting the third one involved. You guys don't even know.
You
about
come
the
home,
one.
the trench coat's gone, and you're like, "Someone's in deep shit." Yeah, right now.
Yeah. Or you see that, and then you see a glass of water on the table shake a little bit. You're like, "Oh shit! Oh shit!"
You know what? If I may say, this has a real energy, and this is a fun show. Thanks. I did this one show on this fucking network. They build Lego pieces. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
Where's the pizza talk, dude? John, are there people that get sexy with the Legos?
I don't even know what that question is.
You know, are there like, you know, there's perverts who like marry a carnival ride?
Are people fucking Legos, John?
No. We can't even step on them. Like, what
yeah, yeah.
What kind of death?
We.
So it's been talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be a cool thing that you could do where, like, some guys lay on a bed of nails to, like, prove their toughness or strength or whatever. Just you should Legos. lay on a bunch of Legos.
Like walking on hot coals,
yeah.
But it's Legos.
Hey, Don.
Don's fucking with the cameras. And
Don, since this is the door cast and we talk about life as a door guy. Between
Don, you were a door guy, right?
Between Bruce, Breathe, and Aaron.
I was the head door guy.
Wow.
You were the head?
I would just like to Luke Schwartz of their time.
If you ask a few people here, they might say that Don was never even passed here. I just want to throw that out.
Oh, holy shit.
Me, bro.
Oh, well, wait, Don.
This is like wrestling music. All right,
let me just
Don, let's get the truth.
My God, that's Mary Jane's music.
Hold on, Don. What is the truth that you weren't actually passed here?
Okay.
You passed yourself? Is everything coming to light?
No. I had been here. I had run Mitzi showcases every week for many years. Mitzi loved myself, and she loved a guy by the name of Brian Holtzman. We were at one point your favorites. And
Louis Mosier?
Louis, by the
also
way.
Also known as Louis Mosier?
That worked very well in Texas. It was. Anyway, he... So one day I was always afraid to showcase for her. I would never showcase for her. When I was on stage hosting her show, I would never tell a joke because I just never wanted to be in front of her and make a judgment. So one day I'm tired of this. You're a paid regular.
Wow.
And I started getting spots from then on. So, and Holtzman's the guy that fucking bullshitted people saying I was never
paid regular.
He spread a nasty, nasty rumor like that about you?
Yeah.
So many breaking stories on this episode.
What a
man.
Piece of shit he is, huh?
Is he an Austin comic now? Or is
he's
he...
an Austin comic, and I'm telling you this, but they don't like him. I went to a show, there's only 50% of the people. Half the room's empty.
What were they doing with the other half of the room? Did they put up a curtain and have some kind of bazaar or something? Like, we got to make our money back somehow, you know?
I was actually asking from the stage. Now, those seats that are empty, Adam Egot, they could have been sold, right?
You had to clarify with him that they could have been used. They just were chose not to. When he was like, yeah, I mean, we could have. Yeah, totally, man.
I heard that Mitzi would fire people just based on overhearing a conversation that they had that wasn't that interesting.
I will tell you something about Mitzi that was fucking crazy, and nobody here will ever realize it. To me, she was the most powerful human being I'd ever seen in person. She would pull in the parking lot. Now, you look at how the parking lot is now. You know where it says Mitzi's space? Mm-hmm. If she didn't have a clear pathway, no cars in her way, no cars... When I was the head doorman and I would work in the lot, I'd park cars on the wall. And she fired people for that. And people would, when she'd pull her car in, 20 comics would run out to her just kissing her ass.
Holy shit.
It was just like, oh, it's disgusting.
Wow. Shameless. Just.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want that.
Yeah. And where were you at? Right in the middle?
I didn't have to do that. She would let me talk to her.
But you said, you were going to say, or maybe you just said it, if she couldn't get to her spot, whoever was working the lot was fired.
Was fired. It was crazy.
If she didn't have a clear path.
Oh, and if you told a fart joke, get him off.
She hated bathroom humor?
Oh, she hated fart humor more than anything.
That makes me laugh.
Damn.
Don, did you ever hear her fart?
I would try and feed her food to make her.
And then you'd put a cup up to the wall just to see.
Would you like some broccoli, Mitzala?
It never worked out?
Not that I remember.
You said that was her number one pet peeve was fart humor.
You could just tell she hated it.
Do you think the whole ass-eating discussion waited till she passed before it started happening in comedy now?
Yes.
Wow, that's power. That's real power.
So if you even had mentioned the idea of eating ass, she would have been like, oh, that's terrible.
Probably why she never passed Seinfeld was because she couldn't handle ass eating.
What's the deal with the ass?
I had too much broccoli.
Yeah. Hey, Mitzi, I've been farting up a storm all day. I can't make it in.
How about you sit down and you fart?
Interesting. Don, is it true... Is it true that we can not discuss this? Is it true that you were almost put up to maybe some sort of arranged marriage in order to curry favor here at the Comedy Store?
Yes, that's true.
What?
Would you want to discuss it on the podcast or no?
That's juicy. We need that scooped on.
We could also cut
it
out.
I'll do it very quick, but I would much prefer talking about how I had 100%. Occupancy.
We'll get back to we'll the trade. Austin.
How about we do a we'll do a trade?
Okay, yeah. There was a girl, Tamayo Atsuki.
She has a neon in the original room.
Yes.
Wait, she has a neon?
In the original room.
And
she's on the Comedy Store van.
When I knew her, she had all of her teeth.
Now she goes by...
What'd you do to her teeth?
I didn't do anything.
So what happened? I think the statute of limitation has definitely passed.
Going on up there.
There's no censoring. It was just maybe the worst time ever.
Are you sure? It was even worse than Brian and Friends at the mothership.
As I said that night, this is an embarrassment. It was so great. All I was doing was just shitting on. God, how can you do anything with so few people here?
That is also very funny for you to say because you, many times whenever you go, sometimes when you go on stage and there'll be four people and you make it happen, but it's very funny to be like, how can you even look at this few people? All right, so Don, you were almost...
All right.
There you were.
This is, I don't know. I shouldn't.
No, come on.
Wow, what a great interviewer.
Come on.
Come on.
No, you never saw Larry King or Charlie Rose? Yeah. Hit him with the come on.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mr. Kennedy. What happened at Chappaquiddy? I just can't wait for Earl's cousin to come in. My cousin Earl is here. Give him a nice hand.
Oh, RFK? He'll do the, my cousin Earl is a great guy. He's one of my favorite comics to watch here.
It's comedy right now. I don't know what happened to my voice. It happened a few years
ago. Yeah, I've been having him right now. He's going to go up there and be like, oh, man, it feels like someone just kicked me in the nuts. Like, sorry, I've been having my nephew write for me.
Goddamn Kennedy. Look at their embarrassment to the family name I'm bringing.
So, Don.
Don, all our listeners are devout Comedy Store lore and Door Guy fans.
Can I tell what I know and you could tell me if it's the truth or not?
All right.
So there was this woman, Tamayo Atsuki. She was in Mitzi's eyes, a Comedy Store favorite. She was like a golden child to the Comedy Store, correct?
I would say that's probably true.
And she would go on stage and do bits, famous classic bits, such as she would have a very thick accent, and she would say her name, and then she would say, my first name, Tamayo, means pearl, and my second name, Atsuki, means harbor. Is that true?
You know, I gave her what I thought was her best.
Is there something that you wrote?
Yeah. I saw it one time. There was a magazine, and it had a flip-up thing. It was a thing for Toyota. It's Japanese Playboy.
Was that in your vows?
No. And so then, so
I never married.
So she, she was having immigration issues. And or something along those lines, and needed some kind of green card situation. And Mitzi had the brilliant idea, as if this is correct, that she's like, oh, I know who I could have do this, Don.
Oh,
and then so she said,
an idiot. I don't give him spots.
And so she wanted you to marry her as a green card thing and to. And you thought it would be a good way to get more spots at the Comedy Store.
That's power. She really was the most powerful woman you knew.
That sounds like a familiar story.
But then wasn't she also, I don't know if it was more of a one-on-one thing or if she was just in the Kinnison stable of ladies.
Damn, and he didn't have to marry her?
That sounds like a familiar story.
What was the reason that it didn't happen?
I didn't marry her?
Yeah. How'd you not marry her and still continue to get spots?
I wasn't getting spots.
Oh.
I was at the non-paid levels at that time.
Oh, and you thought that that would be a way to get in?
But why were you a runaway groom, though?
I just thought for a lot of reasons this might not work.
Oh, man. How close realistically were you to saying yes?
I said yes.
Oh, you said that you would do it, and then you recounted your...
Yeah, okay. Hey, how about that price of gas? You know, in Texas, I saw a station 301.
Oh, wow.
301.
Mm. I mean, it's getting bad out here, Don. The other day, I was in Venice Beach. Inflation's so bad, I saw a T-shirt that said, I'm not gay, but $32.50 is $32.50. Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff, right?
I'll tell you.
What else is in the news?
That's not happening in Austin.
it's still $20 is $20?
Yeah. Damn, dude.
What do you leave
here feeling bad.
Why? We've had a great time.
No, it's been awesome. Yeah.
What are you doing here? Did you come down here to get some pizza strike information or just to say, hey, big Don's back in town. Everybody clear the fucking way.
Was the pizza guy like, get there and tell them what you know?
Yeah.
No, I just want to say the sheriff is back, guys.
All right. Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
So you're not staying in Austin?
No. But I'll tell you this. they are really trying to recruit people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can they pay them?
Well, I'll tell you this.
They pay guys like you, maybe.
Who did you say ran back here?
Doesn't matter.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. you're not spilling tea.
We're look at us. Yeah, look at you. Yeah, maybe we're keeping some things closer over here again. You know what I'll tell you? I don't mind. I think the idea of the recruiting thing is fine. And I think that everybody from here is very much like, more power to them. I'm glad everything's going well. Yeah. I don't like the contentiousness that's coming from the opposite side. That's kind of a made up rivalry.
Yeah.
Between this place and that place.
Yeah, there's
and
no I think it,
I don't really. I didn't know.
And I think it's 100% on the other. It's on
I don't,
the other side.
I don't know about the. I don't know about the rival. Is there a rivalry, John?
I think it's a completely made up thing that for some reason a lot of people down there.
I haven't either. Honestly, I didn't know that we were like.
Oh no! All of them are like, LA's dead. The Comedy Store's dead. Yeah. We all look at the lineups and laugh.
They're
and
taking like, specific shots, calling it the new mecca of comedy, where it's clearly a shot at the Store.
There's a lot of things like that.
Mecca mean?
Mecca is like where Muslims pray.
Well, people used to call the Comedy Store. They still call the Comedy Store the Comedy Mecca, where it's like this is the spot for comedy.
Yeah.
And now it's the mothership.
Yeah, it's just a weird.
I heard they're only selling 50% of their shows.
Yeah, I've heard they got bad. Yeah, they have bad business decisions.
Well, you know what? In all fairness to all them, last week they had the prize in their town.
Yeah,
that's right.
We get them 51 weeks out.
I got the numbers in. I would like to report 0 homeless people snuck in to shower while Don was gone.
Oh, wow.
I'm sensing a
interesting
pattern.
Incredible. Oh, isn't that funny? Oh, that's...
Yeah, you know, Don, there might be a whole new stable of ding-dongs in Austin.
Don is actively looking for crazy people.
Let me tell you something.
6th Street is right there for you.
No.
He just walked out of the club.
You know what? I'm a guy that always smokes a lot of weed late at night. So I'm in New York, I'll walk in the streets 3 a.m. smoking weed. I don't think I've ever, just a second.
Is it Hans?
Hello?
Hello, how's it going? Did you get the box?
No, I did not get the box. I'm at the Comedy Store in the middle of a podcast right now.
Oh, okay. Have fun. Bye.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Hey, just so you guys know, that was Mary Jane.
What's in the box?
We're having a hard time, and I got it on our Twitter, our Zoom, whatever the fuck it is, Twitch shows. The computer's overheating, so I had to get a thing. And I sent away, and it's supposed to be delivered today, and it wasn't. But I did go and check. No, I didn't know about the rivalry. I really didn't.
I think it's a made-up one-way thing, because... I was talking to somebody and they kind
of... Bruce is just pushing it out there. It's a bum spin.
No, because there have been a bunch of people that were like trying to get door guy positions here that moved to Texas. And they're like, they came back and they're like, oh, rah, rah, rah. And it's all right, you know. But there's definitely, they are doing the talking. It's kind of like the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry where the Red Sox are really mad, but the Yankees don't. Care,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
And it's somebody compared it to the Bay versus LA, where everybody in the Bay is like, "Dude, fuck LA, fuck this, fuck that, fuck them," and then everyone in LA is like, "Oh, dude, I have so much fun every time I go to San Francisco."
Yeah, it's like
it's very much same thing there, where they're like, "LA's fucking dead, but the fucking Comedy Store lineups are a fucking joke. The Comedy Store don't have fucking this," and then everybody from here is like, "Oh, dude, I'm stoked. I'm going back to Austin in a few weeks to do some spots."
It just is
this made up thing.
And I know at least 3 or 4 comics that were like guys at the mothership that are now moving back. It's not the same.
Don Barris, Louis Mosier,
Brian Holtzman.
I heard Darius is coming back. I heard David Lucas is coming back. I heard.
He always has a positive attitude about everything.
Yeah, he's a swell guy. But there's a bunch of people. Because, like, obviously they pay people like you, but then there are younger comics that just aren't making enough money.
But are they making money anywhere?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, this is a job that when you start, you get nothing.
Yeah. But I think the argument is if you're not making money anywhere, then you should be here. Because this is the place where the industry is and where you can become someone.
Yeah. They're not striking.
I refuse payment for comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like a real free, I'm a free hippie. Like, I don't think I should get paid for my art, you know?
Yeah.
What I do is anything I ever make from comedy, I put it in my clothing budget.
And the t-shirts
It's all in t-shirts, not in like Dior, like something really fancy or a tuxedo. No, just...
Here's a Who Me t-shirt.
Yeah. It's been a good week.
Oh, man. Do you think that if Mitzi Short would have saw you wearing a Who Farted t-shirt, it would have been game over?
I don't think it would have been game over, but I just think that she, and you know what? It was her club.
Yeah.
And it's like anybody that has a club, you want to play their club, you go by their rules.
Kinda,
she didn't like that. And I mean, I don't think fart humor is the funniest thing ever.
I'm with Don. Anti-fart humor.
Most universal.
Well, now to play Rogan's Club, you have to let him punch you in the stomach one time really hard. That's his rules. You got to play by their rules.
Yeah, the Houdini
clause. Yeah, the Houdini clause.
No, they have the two young comics going the ring. whoever wins goes right on stage.
Just bloodied and out of breath.
And the loser goes to kill Tony. I got to tell you, that fucking place he has is... They're packed.
Yeah.
You
know, he was very nice. And I went there last Sunday, and they have like a potluck or whatever they call their version of it. And he goes, here, let me go up first. When he went up, the place erupted like it was fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, oh, my God. You know what? It's great for him. Hey.
Did you scream, are you guys sure?
Yeah, that's the type of thing that won't get you a steak dinner.
Oh, come on. I can't joke around.
Don getting invited to steak dinner. That's pretty cool after that. Yeah.
The steak dinner. How was your steak?
It was bragged about being really good.
It was bragged about?
By you? Or?
No, by the person that took me out to dinner.
Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you were disappointed?
Did he say it was the top rising steak in all of America? The fastest rising young steakhouse in all of
You know, I know that everybody's joking around right now, but I'm not going to get caught up in your tomfoolery.
Oh, come on, Don. You love tomfoolery.
He was nothing but nice.
No, I'm not saying he's not a nice guy.
You know what? And I'm telling you, he showed me where he just bought a new $3 million condo.
Damn. Condo?
Yeah.
I thought you would get like McMansions for $3 million in Texas. But I guess Austin. Austin's changing, man.
Fuck. He's doing well, man. I'm not a hater.
Are you saying that I'm a hater?
I'm not saying you're not.
Oh, wow. I'm not allowed to have fun and make jokes?
No, not at this club.
I think there's a difference between being a hater and just not liking one person.
That's fair. Right?
I'm just telling you that maybe I have a hard time saying anything negative about one person because he's not, and you know what? And I'm sure everybody in this room would be the exact same way.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know, he's been very fortunate, we'll say.
Yeah.
Very fortunate. But you know what? He works hard.
Yeah.
Who else in this room can talk to Elon Musk and ask him questions?
You?
His Twitter replies pretty quickly.
Does he?
No. I'm
just fucking Well, Don, thanks for coming out and
I'm not done. I want to.
You got your send off?
I'm not leaving.
Last word. Oh, you're just not leaving. Okay. Well, can I thank you for being here?
Are you the host? You can leave. Just keep the cameras on me. It was very nice to come. It was fun. I mean, it was really great.
It is fun to come, huh?
It's a very positive. Yeah. You know that feeling when you're in the vagina? Muscles will contract.
The sensation when it rubs against the rib. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Don. Thanks for popping in, Don. It's always nice to see a legend in the industry like you.
Generations of door guys.
Yeah, Don. You know, we're about to turn the podcast on. We were about to record right when you walked in. This is
why you stop it.
We're about ready.
Hey, quit giving me the business, gang. I was a doorman too.
Hell yeah!
I remember Sam Kinison came in to me. Yeah, I think you respect me a little bit more. I was a doorman here. But I was the head doorman. I could hire people. I could fire them.
Whoa.
You should probably technically still have that power, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, shit. All right, guys.
Any thoughts?
All right, did we go too long? I'm sorry. Listen, I'll just go. I just came out and John wanted to take me to dinner.
John, where are you taking him?
Steakhouse?
One of your top
steak
three?
Dinner?
Domino's?
Steak.
Wow.
John Minos.
Well, thanks for letting me be
on. Yeah. Hey, Don, just want to say that we're all big fans, and we're it's no surprise that your show sold so well in Austin, Texas,
yeah,
and some other people's didn't.
Not knocking anyone's hustle. It's a hard business.
Everyone works hard. Everyone has $3 million mansions.
Some of us are
Everyone's
fortunate.
Cool, man.
Yeah. No, we love us all. The whole comedy family. It's
hey,
one big
can
family.
Can people look at my, go to simplydon.com.
Yeah.
See everything I have.
And go to simplydon.org and you can sign up.
Simply Don, what is my... Simply Don 1.
Simply Dog.
Don. All right. No, don't. All right. Bruce, where can they find you?
BruceRayComedy.com.
And
Bruce Gray on Instagram. And, you know, got a lot of big irons in the fire.
Yeah. Hey, right now he's buying a tripod. There's things.
Yeah, I bought a tripod. I'm gonna kill the fucking Uber driver who took mine.
Anthony.
Ant.Amorello on Instagram. I'm in San Diego at the end of the month. I have nothing cooking in the fire at all. So
okay, cool.
Feel free not to
fall. Dude. ToroVanGroll.com at ToroVanGroll. I'll be in Washington D.C. in a couple weeks. Denver after that. Please buy a ticket.
He's out of avocado hats, which are flying off the shelves. Yeah. Go get one of those on the restock. And I'm Zach Chappelloni. You can find me a few places. I'll be in San Francisco next month with Chris Estrada, LA hero.
That's what's up.
Very excited about that. And Tori and I are doing a live podcast game show.
Oh,
look out, Kill Tony. We're coming for you.
Here you go, dude. Yeah.
No, we're not coming
we'll
for
you. We'll be buying you a steak soon,
though. Yeah, how about that,
treat
John?
Your ass
okay, so
horseradish.
You know it wasn't a steak sandwich. It was the whole steak.
All right, you'll be getting a sandwich.
Yeah, we'll start with a sandwich.
Tony gave him 1 minute to eat the whole thing.
Well, you guys, if you're listening, which we know you are, thank you for your support. You can always come to Up Next on Friday nights at the Belly Room at 10:30 and let them know that you're a fan of the Doorcast and you get in for free. Just got to buy a couple drinks. And come on Mondays for potluck. We always
don't
got a funny
a
person. Don't get pretzels.
Yeah, don't buy food. Do not buy food at the Comedy Store.
The strike rages on.
Do not cross the picket
Spit
line.
Spit on your waitresses while you're at
yeah.
it.
Don has something to say.
I just want
to
know.
Not sit in Bianca's section.
If you're crazy or a unique character in any way, there's a spot in the Ding Dong.
If you're, yeah. if you're crazy. If you're crazy, there's a spot for you.
No, let me
that was the most transparent thing I ever heard.
Let me rephrase. If you've ever wanted to try comedy and you're clinically insane, yeah. please come check out the Ding Dong Show. We'd love to have you.
You don't have to be clinically insane.
Yeah. People
you don't need a doctor's note.
Holy shit.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.